Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've got so many tentacles to what's going on now in the last couple hours with the Steelers and the draft tomorrow, draft eve, and the moves at wide receiver. And so many shoes are dropping that are affecting the conversation today. The biggest one as far as like what the Steelers are actually doing that we can talk about is they're making room for something. Alex Highsmith restructured his deal. They just freed up $7 million for this year.
RIP, by the way, to my hypothetical.
Him getting traded for Terry McLaurin? Yeah. I mean,
RIP.
They're doing that move with something in mind. No, that's awfully big coincidence that with these wide receiver rumors out there with the Steelers, hours before or maybe days before, they make a move that would allow for a contract of that size to fit within the confines of the salary cap?
It certainly appears to be obvious dots that you can connect. I think anybody would be insane to suggest, nope, just a coincidence that they redid Highsmith's deal. That's how you gear up for these things.
I think that confirms their interest in a wide receiver in the next 2 days.
A wide receiver, you're saying, though. Not the guy, which is Ayuk, necessarily. You think there's other balls
in
the air.
I do. Jeremy Fowler, who is being groomed by ESPN as the next Adam Schefter, and I say that oftentimes because we have a good relationship with him and I want to pump his tires, and he comes on our show quite a bit. He did a insider column for ESPN today that said, keep an eye on Cortland Sutton and the Steelers.
So you have relationship with Wilson from Denver last year.
10 touchdown catches. So you have the apple of their eye would be Brandon Ayuk, but there's also a consolation prize receiver that's available. The Steelers and Broncos have made deals in the past by the Devin Bush horrendous, horrific deal. So there's a relationship there. We did this a lot yesterday, how we'd feel about a Brandon Ayuk trade. Just let's go around the room and give our thoughts on how we feel about the fact that now there's some, and there's the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal now, too.
I was just
going to
say, there's another tentacle, which if you're dealing for Brandon Ayuk,
sets the bar for what his contract might look like.
I don't think he's as good as St. Brown, and he's not as young as St. Brown, and I don't think he should get what St. Brown got annually, $30 million.
But he's going to want close.
But he's going to want, I think he's going to want exactly that or more. I think his agent will push and say he's older, but he's just as good, if not better. I don't think he is. But that's a tentacle, because that's what his people are going to want, either that or close.
All right, so how are we feeling about these ideas that either Ayuk or Sutton or a big wide receiver is potentially on the move to the Steelers, and more so than even the pick they're going to make, if they even make a pick at 20? Because of trade demands and trade questions right now, what it might cost to acquire one of these players.
I'm excited that they seem to have an urgency about their the way that they're going about their business that says that it's not just lip service when they say we need to start winning. We can't be the team that doesn't win playoff games anymore. They're trying to act like their standard is higher than it has been over the recent run of play. I can't get there on an Aiyuk deal right now. The only way I even start to sniff around it and think it's a good idea is if the 2025 first is what you have to give up. If you're giving up pick 20, I can't get there. I'll put my feet in the ground here, dig my heels in, and say I'm not doing that deal.
I would too on that. I agree with you. You would have someone that echoed your sentiment if that's what ultimately happens.
But honestly, the Sutton deal, which is A, going to cost less in every way. He's not the receiver that Aiyuk is.
He's older.
He's got some injury
history.
He's
way less productive.
He's not as productive.
He only has one 1,000-yard season.
Aiyuk
now, part
two.
Of that is who he's played with. Look at the quarterbacks that
I
have gone through
I liked
Sutton
a lot when he was coming out in the draft. I just like the combo of size and physicality you were getting with him. He's a guy that I think could play some of his best football in the next couple of years. If the price is right there, I like that more because I think that's the kind of move where you might get a nice hit on the player and still be able to do other stuff. The Aiyuk move is for me A.J. Brown 2.0. If you do something like that, like let's say you do it with next year's first as the big chip going back there as far as draft capital, that's the major piece. He better become a superstar here and be like the focal point of your offense. He better be a transformative, force-multiplying receiver. Quite honestly, the way Brown was his first year in Philly. And Brown's gone over 1,400 yards. And I think Aiyuk could be that player, but I am very clearly, by the way we've talked about this on this show, ever since it even, you know, started to form as an idea, I'm clearly behind where everybody else is on this show. And it seems nationally, by the way, with the football intelligentsia on this guy. A lot of people saying he's top 7 to 10. I'm more like 12 to 15. And the gulf between saying a guy might be like the 14th best receiver in the league and the 8th or 7th, I think is a pretty big gulf, honestly.
Donnie, do you have a preference between the two, going all in for Aiyuk or doing the half measure that is Sutton? Is there one that appeals to you more than the other? Do you like both a lot? Like, what's your take on it?
I would rather give up a first round, and let's just say it's next year's first round, since that's apparently what's been floated around. I'd rather give up that than like a third, or maybe even a third and a fourth. I don't even know what Sutton would haul in, but basically, I would rather pay Aiyuk and trade a first round pick for him than trade a mid round pick for Courtland Sutton.
Can I offer just a quick break in here, Donnie, while you're continuing to go on this? What do we think Sutton would need?
Okay,
in
I got
draft
a, I texted about that. Was texting two people, and the response that I got that seems to make the most sense is the 84th pick. So you're the better of your two third round picks straight up for him. Maybe you'd get like a 6th or 7th or something like that back. I don't even know if Denver has those picks. But the 84th pick is
he going to be better?
Inclusive than Aiyuk, not even close.
No. Inclusive of what he costs, not just in pick, but
$18 million
cap
hit.
What you've got to pay Courtland Sutton. The question that I have to ask is, if it's the 84th pick for him, is he at $18 million a better value, a better player, all of that stuff, than a wide receiver you could draft at the exact same spot? Do you think that the bang for your buck is there?
So who are the wide receivers that
Malachi
would go
Corley.
Around 84? Well,
I've seen Roman Wilson tossed out there as a guy who could fall to 84. Leggett from South Carolina is getting talked about in that general range.
So I have our guy Ryan Wilson's draft rankings in front of me.
Yep.
So wide receivers that he has.
Third or fourth round grades, what you really need here.
Yeah, like, where do you want me to start? Like, 60s or 70s?
I think 70s.
Okay.
Because you just never know, like, if there's going to be a run on one position that pushes everybody else down. 70s is safe for me.
He's got all the other guys ranked higher than that. The only wide receiver that he has between 70 and 100 is Jaquan Jackson from Tulane.
So he's got them ranked higher, like, in his just board of best players,
yeah,
right?
He's got Corley 69.
Yep. Okay. Nice for Corley. The point is, though, there are going to be quarterbacks who get picked higher than they are presumably ranked on that, which is going to drive some of those guys down. So I guess my better answer should have been you could start even lower, like at 60 or at 55, because there might be a guy who slides a little bit.
But none of those guys are going to help you as much as Sutton is going to help
you
this year. So then it gets,
you would
so
hope
it gets
at 18 million.
So it gets back to... Right, so I look at that like... I like Sutton more than I like Johnson, and it's the same cost, but I'm not signing him as a free agent at that price. I'm giving up a pick that I Correct. Think could turn into a starter. Like,
who's going to be cheaper for multiple seasons at any position, basically.
Can I just, like, I'm going to do my best to thrash this out and say this is, like, directly and as openly as I possibly can. I'm having a really hard time with these conversations because I don't really know what the Steelers are. Like, their moves seem to be very much, and I agree with what they did in free agency in the quarterback pursuit, and then, you know, even getting Queen at where they got him for. Like, I like those moves, but I struggle with, am I really in a good spot to sacrifice draft picks and long-term players for more short-term reward? Now, Ayuk is a longer one. Like, that's, you get him and it's...
You're hoping he's your best receiver for the next 3 to 4 years.
Right, but I'm going to have to pay a lot more. So I guess I agree with Donnie in that respect. Like, I'll sign up for 5 years of Brandon Ayuk as one of the best receivers in the NFL if all I have to give up is next year's first. But I better be good this year, because if I have Mike Tomlin's first losing season, all of a sudden I traded Ayuk and we didn't play well. And that probably means the quarterbacks didn't do well. And now I just gave up, like, maybe the 13th or 14th pick in next year's draft for him.
So your verbal, it's funny that you went down this road here the last 90 seconds or so. You're verbalizing a lot of what I felt on this side of the room about this whole discussion.
And then the Sutton thing, he would make them better, but he wouldn't really move the needle much.
Well, he would be telegraphing, I think, that you intend Russell Wilson to be your guy because they have an existing connection
but
already.
But if I think the Steelers are a 9-win team right now, I don't bump them up to 10 or 11 wins with Sutton. I don't think he improves them that much.
Make them better in the red zone? 6-4.
Well, last year he did with Wilson, but he wasn't like a touchdown machine up until last year. If I bench Russell Wilson for Justin Fields halfway through the season, then what am I doing? I don't know. Like, it's a struggle for me. So I probably would not do Sutton for the 84th pick.
Okay.
I think I would do Ayuk for next year's first, but I would not, like, I would say that and I would be all for it, but it would not be a euphoric feeling if they actually made the trade. There would be part of me that's like, oh man, this better work. I feel good about it. I definitely don't feel great about it. There's risk. I mean, the initial excitement of getting a top flight wide receiver and plugging him into the Steelers offense, I won't lie, like, that would
shiny object syndrome.
That would hype me up.
But I'll go back to this. You say you don't know what the Steelers are, right? And I understand that even a diminished version of Russell Wilson is worlds better than Desmond Ridder, who was a big part of the Falcons' problems last year. I keep going back to this one stat that I have brought up with you guys time and time again.
The second receiver
target share in Atlanta last year, 30. Drake London got 110. Mac Hollins got 30. And I know Arthur Smith better have gotten hired with the idea that he could change his stripes a little bit, but that makes me very nervous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.